Hello and welcome to all my listeners. Welcome to the Hard Knocks podcast. Plenty of you have been privy to my other podcast episodes of all my guests and everything. Today is a special episode. It's a Halloween episode. If you could see myself right now and my brother, I'm dressed up as Beetlejuice. I got the whole makeup thing, and my brother's Mario.
It's me.
Yeah, he's just the vacation Mario. He's got the little Shine Sprite shirt and his whole Mario get up, even with a fake mustache. But yeah, welcome to the podcast. Again, this is a Halloween episode. First and foremost, my mom, shout out to her. She is the sponsor. She's the only one that sponsors this podcast, monthly sponsor. Thank you, Ma. Love you for your support. but yeah. I'm here with my brother. My wife and I, we flew out all the way from Cali to St. Louis to visit him. He's stationed right now in the Air Force. So, you know, we decided to fly out and just spend some time together. Ain't that right?
Yeah, no. Thanks for having me here and doing one of these other podcasts with you. It's cool.
Yeah, the last time we got together was what? It was when for episode 3, I think, right?
It was a while ago, yeah. I think
it was, when Nerds Unite.
Yeah, when I was... Back in your guys' place, I think.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving or Christmas, one of those.
I think, yeah, you were visiting for the holidays, yeah. Okay, but yeah, we're here in St. Louis. Weather's nice and cold and rainy. Love it. Definitely Beetlejuice weather.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather for sure. It's nice and chilly and rainy right now. It's dark and cloudy. But yeah, so we're here just to visit him, or visit you. just for the
weekend.
Yeah,
it's been a good time.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
I'm glad you guys are getting your fill of fall, you know?
Dude, I love it. I love the orange, and I love the color changes in the atmosphere and everything like that.
Yeah, I mean, you guys don't really get that back home in California.
Barely,
only certain parts.
Yeah, certain parts, I guess. I guess where we live, kind of, but not too much. Yesterday, we went on a haunted hayride, which was fun.
Oh, that was nice. It was nice.
It was kind of cheesy, but not cheesy. It was low budget.
It was like it's like spooky, but it wasn't terrifying, right?
Yeah, there was some jump scares. The only jump scare I got was when the horn,
horn honked. I wasn't expecting that either. That was funny.
Yeah,
I like it when the tractor chased us too. That was nice.
Dude, it honestly reminded me of Cars. You know,
it did.
The movie Cars when Big Al, I think his name was. Yeah, he chases you. McQueen and Miter,
Tom Miter. Yeah, I feel like it was definitely geared more towards families. Which was great.
Yeah, there was a lot of kids. You know, it wasn't like you said, super spooky.
Right. Yeah.
But okay. But yeah, man, I'm glad we're here again, spending time together.
Yeah, of course. It's always good to have you guys over and just hang out and you know, enjoy each other's company.
Yeah. Well, the reason we're dressed up is because not only for Halloween, but we're going to a costume contest / pub crawl, and they have a costume contest there. So you know, knowing me, I wanted to go all out, and I had to dress up and make up and everything.
It looks legit.
I'm gonna post pictures to my Instagram, my Instagram handle is kind of fit, kind of fat, Nico. So you can look at my Instagram. You can laugh. I had to change it. I was like, I need to find an interesting Instagram handle. So my Instagram handle is kind of fit. It's kind of fat, Nico. Also, I'm going to be posting pictures of us as well on the Hard Knocks podcast Instagram. So peek there, and So let's get into it. So, dude, what's your most memorable Halloween memory, or memorable or favorite? I guess. I mean, I know we had plenty. We grew up having costumes, homemade, some bought.
A lot of it. I remember, my favorite Halloween memory, man, was, so it was when we were going over our cousin's place, right? Mm-hmm. And we were going to go trick-or-treating. And I remember, I don't remember what your costume was. I think you were like army dude.
I was. Oh, yeah, you're right, dude. Yeah, you're right. I was. I was dressed in like army fatigues, and I had like the black like patrol cap thing.
Yeah, it was legit. You even had like the camo painted on.
Yeah,
too.
Dude. So I remember some lady, we went to knock on the door, and somebody was like, are you like a communist from Cat? Like, dude, she was some white lady. And she was like, are you a Cuban like communist like a Castro? And I was like, what?
That's kind of racist.
Yeah, I was like, wait, hold on. What? I'm like, no, just because I'm brown.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's wild.
But yeah, I was like, what the heck? No.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
So I remember, I didn't know what to go as, and I think mom found this like Mad Hatter cap at like the thrift store, and so the costume was built around that.
Oh,
and I remember,
you're right.
She went all out, man. I guess even gave me. She found 70s go-go.
The platform shoes. Yeah, they're platform shoes.
John Travolta bringing heels. Yeah. And I was tripping out because I'd never done that, whatever. But the whole outfit was really awesome.
Like, yeah, dude, you had the blazer. You had the hat. She sewed on like the cards and everything. Or she did something. Or she put feathers in there too.
Yeah, she made it look like, you know, like the Mad Hatter, like the yellow coat. And
yeah, dude, your hat was oversized. She had to give you a wig.
Oh yeah, yeah, the wig. I forgot about that. And even she used for the eyebrows to make them like curvy or whatever. So we use like mustache.
She gave me a unibrow.
Yeah,
she gave you a unibrow. You're right.
It was two mustache pieces, and we just kind of just put them together on the side. That was legit costume.
Oh man,
it was really awesome.
Man, what the heck?
Great memory. And then the trick or treating was always fun. And of course, that whole day was a good time.
Dude, trick or treating. I love trick or treating, especially growing up like in a small neighborhood. You're able to go from house to house, knowing, you know, it's semi safe. You know, back then it was different. Trick or treating. Now I haven't been trick or treating in years.
I know.
You know, I'm 31 years old, and I like the last time we trick or treated was when.
Man, when we were kids, definitely.
Of course.
I mean, I don't know. One of these days we got to go trick or treating again. Just
for shits and giggles.
Yeah, just because it's like, you know, young kid inside.
Dude, I'm 5'2", so I look like a little kid anyways.
Nah.
In a costume, I would look like a little kid. So I'd be like, hi, can I get some candy?
Oh, I guess if you put on like a mask or something, because like, if they take a look at your face.
And I'm like, trick or treat. And then when I walk away, thanks.
Like, oh, what the heck?
What the heck? Or I can just dress up as Sam from Trick or Treat.
Oh.
In a little orange onesie with a scarecrow. The scarecrow mask and everything.
It would be legit too if you have like the pumpkin head underneath it so that you could take off the mask and be like,
and then just scare the crap out of it.
Yeah, just like scream at them. That'd be pretty good.
Oh shit. Yeah, dude. I think one of my favorite Halloween memories was in kindergarten. I dressed up as Spider-Man. Spider-Man. It was like the one piece like Spider-Man suit where like you put it on from the bottom and then you zip it all the way up. And then, yeah, you had the mask. But I remember going to school in sneakers. But then when we trick-or-treated that night, I rocked some chanclas. Yep. And for those of you who don't know what chanclas are, they're just sandals. Mexican sandals.
Yeah, yeah.
So not the ones, not the thongs, the one that go between your toes. It's the ones that, like, you strap in front and then strap in the back.
Mm-hmm.
It's legit chanclas. Yep. Legit chanclas.
The huaraches.
There you go, the huaraches, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, but yeah, I remember that.
I remember that picture.
Yeah,
it's a picture legendary.
The picture is legendary. Me just standing in it's like in the street, and the sun's behind me, so it's like a silhouette, but you can also see me walking. It's like Twilight Zone, like, nee, 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 you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I know that. I remember dressing up, going to school at kindergarten, and in kindergarten, we had like this Halloween parade where all the classes would like, line up, and then I guess to show off your costumes or whatever, you know, you'd walk around as a class around like in the blacktop. Every class was there. You had your little like Halloween bucket to get candy from. You would trick or treat, quote unquote, to every classroom, and every teacher would give you like, you know.
Oh, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, give you candies and everything. Yeah. And then the parade, you would literally, the class would parade themselves around the blacktop, and you would, you know, each class would show off their costumes or whatever. I was in kindergarten. I was like, what, 5, 6 years old? I don't know, however old you are in kindergarten.
Yeah, that's about right.
My best friend, Alfred, he was a baseball player, I think, in the picture. And then one of my other friends, I think his name is Brandon, he was like a Beetleborg.
Beetleborg? What the heck is that?
Or you don't, I'm dating myself right now. I'm backdating myself. Beetleborg, it's kind of like, they were like Power Rangers, but instead of Power Rangers, they transformed into like Beetles. But like, so imagine the Power Ranger suit, but like with, you know, like those Beetles that had like those horns on their heads.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what they were. And they even had a Megazord, but it was like a giant Megazord with like the Beetle, like, you know, horns on his head.
Yeah,
and he had a sword and everything. Yeah, it was like a whole 90s thing.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah,
I got a Beetleborgs.
You know, yeah, there was different colors, black, red, blue, the same thing. Like I think it was like the American version
Power Rangers.
Because, you know, Power Rangers was like a Japanese idea and thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
That's pretty funny.
And then my other friend, he was like, I think he was like a black Power Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that's my one of my most memorable Halloween memory. And then obviously, you know, the Halloween parties that we have at our house, we host every year, or we've hosted for the past 2 years. That's pretty memorable. You know, all my friends. Too bad you can't come. You're over here.
Yeah. I mean, I'll save up some leave days after I travel for a bit. But yeah, I definitely want to go to one of those parties. It always looks like a good time.
Dude, yeah.
I've seen all the videos
and all the pictures I send you. Yeah. It's always fun. Those are always memorable for me. You know, friends and work friends and costumes. I always make it a must. Mm-hmm. I always tell them, you have to come in a costume
don't come at all. That's your entrance fee.
That's the tuition. That's the entrance fee. That's the cover charge.
Mm-hmm.
Costume or not, if you don't have a costume, get out of here. What are you doing?
Get
out of here. What are you doing? But I think so what's your favorite costume that you ever dressed up as?
I mean, yeah, the Mad Hatter is definitely up there. Favorite costume. Wow.
What have you dressed up as?
I remember my least favorite.
I'll
always hold it over mom's head, is being forced to dress up and go as a hobo. I'm still salty about that.
You were dressed up as a hobo, dude. You look so sad.
I didn't want to be a hobo. Hobos, I mean, hey, I'm not trying to knock them down or anything.
They're hard workers.
They are hard workers, right?
They're the best scavengers.
They are.
They survive, dude. They survive.
They do.
Hobos survive.
It's lame. I want to be something like cool and not realistic, right? Like, yeah. I'm dressed up as Mario. You're dressed up as Beetlejuice. Like,
yeah. Well, yeah, dude. Because I remember my costume. I was a baseball player.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's cool.
I used my baseball uniform that I had. I think I don't know how old you were.
I was like 7.
Yeah, I was like 11 or 12. So yeah. I used my baseball my uniform.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, you were so miserable. I remember you had the wig. You had the fat, dude. You had the fat belly.
I did. I'd like, yeah. Well, so we stuffed a pillow underneath my shirt in order to have that, and then the mom put like the grease. Like the black paint to like grease up some of my face.
Yep.
And then gave me a sack with like a little thing I put over my shoulder, and I was not having it, man. I remember being unhappy. funny now. I laugh at it.
She gave me even like the little knapsack with a stick.
Yeah, it was creative. It was a neat costume. It just wasn't for me. It's just going around as a hobo.
Just imagine this 7-year-old walking down the street, knocking on doors, answering the people answering the doors. They're like, "Oh, what are you for Halloween?" You're like, "I'm a hobo." You look so sad. You look angry, dude. I just remember you were hitting life, like almost embarrassed.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think it was the embarrassment and.
Who a little 7-year-old boy wants to go dressed up as a hobo? I mean, I get it. We were tight on funds that year. I think that's why we had to use what we had.
Yeah, that's understandable. Yeah.
You know, and mom wanted you to feel included still.
Yeah.
You know, and so she made you a hobo. I mean, you didn't have much choice either: go as a hobo or nothing.
I would have wanted to go as a ghost or something.
Oh, dude, yeah, a Charlie Brown bedsheet ghost with all the holes in there.
Yeah, I got a rock.
I got a rock. Dude, I don't know. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I was secretly laughing at you in my head. But I didn't want to laugh at you because I knew you'd get mad at me.
I probably would.
You know, I'll punch me.
Yeah.
I just imagined it. You just have to imagine. It's one of those moments where, like, you had to be there. I don't even know if there's pictures.
I don't know.
Mom probably has pictures.
Probably. Oh, I think there might be one floating around somewhere.
I remember. I know there's one for sure of you as the Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Yeah. She has it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd say the Mad Hatter is definitely, like, well, not my favorite, but it's up there.
That's
really good costumes.
Dude, you know what? I have to give it to mom. She made it work. She always went out, like, full out.
Oh, yeah.
With the costumes. I think my favorite costume I ever dressed up, it's either now Beetlejuice or my second favorite is Edward Scissorhands. Edward Scissorhands costume was hands down the best costume that my mom had ever created.
So much effort.
So it's literally, she constructed out of cardboard scissors. Mm-hmm. And then she like somehow attached the scissors to gloves. And then I was able to put my hands in the gloves and then make the scissors like move.
Yeah.
You know, and it was legit. And then I remember it was just like some cheap black jacket. And then she like hot glued like the buckles. You know how Edward Scissorhands has like the buckles on his like jacket.
Yeah. I remember she hot glued them onto
the jacket. And yeah, dude, and I had boots, the black boots and everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just remember her making the costume. And I was in high school. I think I was a senior. No, I was sorry. I was a junior. Mm-hmm. No, I lied. I was a senior in high school. And it was for a costume contest that the high school was having. I was like, man, I'm definitely going to win. Yep. This is freaking legit. It was legit. I had the wig. She even did my makeup. The black, everything, the black eyes, you know, the eyeshadow, everything.
I remember that. Yeah. Everything. Spent like hours actually, yes, like working on.
I remember waking up super early.
Yeah,
that day for school.
Yeah.
Because I was like, fuck yeah. I'm going to win this costume. Thanks, Mom. You're the best. She's always so creative.
Dude, she always goes full force on like artsy projects.
Always.
And sidetrack here,
but I remember growing up too, like doing projects for school. She would always help me make the most 100%. Legit products.
100%.
Always. And it was always like literally a day before.
Yeah, and that's
my
struggle.
My mom's like, Mom, I got a project due tomorrow. It's like 9 o'clock at night. She's like, what the fuck? Yeah. She's like, you have all this stuff? No, I need like a construction paper and like a board, please.
Oh, it's terrifying to ask your parents.
Oh, dude, I'm sweating.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I have to do a project, but I don't have
anxiety.
Everything. Just like, But she always made it work. We always had like the best projects.
Yeah.
So she would do most of the work, actually. Mm-hmm. She would construct the project most, you know. So thanks, Mom. You're the best.
Shout out to you, Mom.
Shout out to you, Mama. Love you. Love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
But yeah. Okay, anyway, back to the Halloween freaking Edward Scissorhands story. So best costume. I go to school. Everybody's like, whoa, Nick, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. That's a legit costume. I'm like, yeah, my mom made it. You know, she made it legit, you know, from scratch. Yeah. So I'm like walking around. Freaking, I was even acting like Edward Scissorhands. Like, you know, the face that he does.
Oh, yeah.
And the weird little walk he does was doing that. Mm. And the costume contest was at lunch. So, you know, the lunchtime comes around, whatever. I'm talking to my friends. I'm like, all right, guys, here it goes. I'm gonna go and time to step up. So we go on the stage, whatever. You know, you got your costume, you got your regular like, you know, ghosts and ghouls and you got creepy stuff, clowns. Mm-hmm. And then you have me. I go up there and there's like, all right, and we have Edward Scissorhands. And the voting was like the crowd.
Oh,
the costume was in the what's the center of like the courtyard? What was it called before?
I remember that.
The center of the school.
Gosh, yeah, I don't know what it's called, but it was like where like the tile thing
was. It was like a stage, yeah.
An auditorium?
No, it was outside.
No, yeah, I remember. It was like a raised platform. Yeah, I remember that.
It was outside. But this is a specific
courtyard.
Dude, look it up. Dude. I can't. What's the center of a school? What is that called? It's called the... damn it. I don't know. But okay, you look it up, but I'm going to keep on telling the story. But yeah, so I get on stage and the whole crowd is like, you know, when they see me, they're like, yeah, and my friends are going nuts. Yeah, whoa. And I know I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I got a good turnout. You know, everybody's cheering for me. I got cheered for most out of like all the other lame costumes.
Yeah.
All the other costumes were lame. and then behind me were these two ASB juniors. And everyone knows that if you're an ASB, which is like the, I don't know, popular kids or whatever. If you're an ASB in high school, you're popular. So these two guys, they dressed up as Mormons.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way.
Low effort.
Oh, it's literally a dress shirt, a tie, a name tag, a bike helmet. That's it.
It's kind of lame. Yeah. Was it because of the Book of Mormon? Is that why they did it?
Oh, you know what? No, I don't think so. Okay. Or maybe. You know what? I don't know. It was 2009. No, sorry, 2010.
That might have been around the same time then. I wonder.
Dude, I don't know.
That's
maybe.
Cool. That's crazy.
Maybe. But yeah, so I'm like, there's no way these freaking assholes are going to win. Like, Edward Scissorhands is going to take it home.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It should have because of all the freaking effort.
Right. So I get off stage, whatever. I'm watching them. Dude, the crowd goes wild. They're like, yeah. I'm like, like, no freaking way.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh no.
Getting a little nervous.
I'm getting nervous. I'm sweating. The makeup's coming off because I'm sweating. But then, yeah, at the end, they're like, all right, our winners are. And then I forgot.
They didn't have like a first, second, or third place?
No, it was either just first place. That's it. The Mormons, the winners are the Mormons. Dude, my heart dropped.
Dang, I'm sorry. My mouth dropped.
And I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
There's no way these freaking schmucks, they won.
Yeah.
I was like, no. I'm like, this is rigged. Get my wig and throw it on the ground. Rigged. This is stupid. And my friends are like, oh, dude, I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, you know how freaking long this took to make? My mom put so much effort into it. Yeah. Dude, I was pissed. I was boiling.
Understandable.
I was pretty heated.
I thought the voting was going to be like, I didn't know that it was the crowd that determined the winner. Yes, it was the
popularity vote. We're like, oh, yeah. These two jackasses only won because they were popular from the ASB. Yeah. And they were juniors. Freaking underclassmen.
Dang. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I was like, dude, this is some BS.
Yeah.
Come on.
But
it was, I was frustrated and I was mad.
Yeah.
Childish and churlish.
Churlish, indeed.
But yeah, man, that was, it was, to this day.
Oh, it came out in 2011.
Oh, so maybe, I don't know. They were just, you know why? So in the town of Covina, there is a Mormon church that I remember driving around and like walking around.
Yeah,
a bunch of Mormons just riding their bikes. And, you know, so maybe, just maybe they're trying to make fun of that. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
No disrespect to the Mormons, whoever listening, course, my Utah listeners, if you're Mormons, I'm not clowning on you, you know. You don't have to wear the mustache if it's bothering you.
No, I just slipped a little bit.
You're so crooked. You're like,
Yeah,
I
know. Hey, you're probably right.
Like, I'll yeah, it's like you're, you're talking weird. You're like, yeah. But yeah, dude. So that is my number one costume, Edward Scissorhands.
It was the most legit.
Yes. Minus the story. I've ever seen. I forgot their names. I think it was You know what? I remember exactly who.
It's still there.
Nicholas
isn't it?
Cooch. That's his name. And his name is not spelled the way it sounds. It is K-U-C-H-E.
I think I remember seeing him.
Yes, his brother. His brothers went to your high school. I think one of his brothers went to high school with you. Younger brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Nicholas Cooch, and I think it was like Josh, like Quatch or something.
Okay.
So yeah, those two guys were in ASB. They were underclassmen, whatever. Yep. And they beat me in the damn Halloween contest.
I mean, yeah. Also, just never probably forget. High school kids being never high school forget. Kids. Like, they can't appreciate stuff like that, you know?
Dude, it was just... This gets me mad. To this day, it's one of my least favorite memories. Favorite memory because of the costume. The least favorite memory because I lost with some damn Mormons.
That sucks, man.
Whatever. But anyways, moving on. Okay. What is your favorite? What was the scariest movie/book you've read? Because I know you like to read scary books. I know you always tell me, read The Night Shift. I have to read this, though.
So the reason why I just keep bringing it up is just because it is... a great way to scare yourself, right?
Yeah.
So they're short stories, so that you can, you know, pick it up and put it down. You don't have to, like, if you forget about it for a while, you don't have to be like, oh, I got to start over because I don't remember anything.
Yeah, I guess you finish one story, you can put it down and everything.
Exactly, yeah. So it's one of the things that made me like Stephen King, he goes into some dark places and I don't know how he sleeps well at night.
Dude, Stephen King is such a great author. I love his stuff.
Definitely.
I remember reading Misery.
Oh.
Misery was...
I haven't read it yet.
Dude, Misery. I remember reading it in high school. Okay. And I was like, what the heck is going on? For those of you who don't know what Misery is about, it's about it's a stalker. So this author, he writes this book series called Misery. And he has a number one fan. And so the fan somehow... the author drives in like a winter storm. And he crashes near the stalker's farm. She saves him, but then he doesn't know that she's nuts and that she's like obsessed with him. So he's like, "I need to leave." She's like, "Oh no!" So he stopped writing the book. He like left that. He killed off the main character in his
book.
That's
right. That's why she was so pissed.
And she was mad. She's like, "I don't understand why you killed off Misery. So you're gonna write a new book?" He's like, "The fuck out of here! I'm not gonna write a new book." Yeah. And the actor in the movie. They made a movie based on the book. Is James Caan.
Yep.
James Caan, who, if you guys don't know, he is Sonny from The Godfather.
Yeah.
So you can imagine a very young Italian, angry Italian guy. He's like, "I'm not gonna write a new book. Like, who do you think you are?"
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, "No, I'm not writing a new book." Yeah. And keep in mind, he can't leave because he's still injured. He got in a really bad car accident.
Yeah. So he's recovering.
Whatever. He's still weak. And so she's like, okay, you know what? He had a typewriter, you know, blah, blah, blah. Write a new story. So he writes like some other story, not a continuation of Misery. And she doesn't like it. So what does she do? She breaks his legs.
That was she puts a tense block. And gruesome scene.
She puts a block between his knees and she says, well, you know what? I'm so sorry. This has to happen. Like psychopathically, just, I don't even know if that's a word. I'm making up words now.
No, this is psychopathically.
Psychopathically? Yeah. She's just, you know, no emotions.
Psychotic
piece of wacko.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's like one of those things where it's like you meet your biggest fan, but your biggest fan is a freaking insane person.
Yeah.
And they just want things the way they want them. And I'm sure Stephen King probably wrote that. Because like I think by then he was getting a little successful. It was like
it was in the 70s.
It was in the 80s actually,
or
90s, right?
Or something like that. I think it was in the 70s, late 80s, or
after he wrote stuff like Night Shift, or after he wrote like It, maybe not It, but other books. He was getting popular, so I wonder if that was like a way for him to say like what if one of my fans, you know, kidnaps me or like holds me under house arrest?
That can happen. That can happen, dude.
That's scary. Yeah,
that's a scary thing.
Nowadays, people are insane.
Yeah, people. Yeah, if you're so obsessed with someone, I don't know if you ever seen this video. It just recently happened, maybe a couple months ago. Drew Barrymore, she's on stage one of those talk shows, whatever.
Okay.
And so she's talking with the host, like we're talking now.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, you see like you hear a voice in the crowd, Drew Barrymore, and she's like, "Yes," you know, because she's nice. She wants to talk to her, you know, talk to her followers, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the guy starts bald, older, middle-aged dude starts approaching her from the crowd. But then, so as soon as like he calls out the name, the host everybody's like tracking him with her eyes, and she gets up and she starts to like walk towards Drew Barrymore and like move her out of the way because that guy he's just walking. Something's off. You can see from the video. Okay. If any of you know, just look up the video, Drew Barrymore stalker. You can look it up on YouTube. I'm pretty sure it's there. Mm. But yeah, you see him walk towards Drew Barrymore, and it's like, Drew Barrymore, we have to talk. You know who I am. And then you can see, at that point, you can see Drew Barrymore's face like confused, like, what?
Yeah.
And then the security rushes him and drags him out. He's like, wait, no, we have to talk. And then the host like puts her arm around Drew Barrymore and like walks her to the back.
That's weird.
Dude, it was so weird. And I was like, what the heck?
That's unsettling.
Apparently that guy, he is like her number one fan. And he's like a stalker.
Oh, my God.
He sent her letters before. He sent her like phone calls, stuff like that.
No.
Yeah, dude, it is creepy.
Yeah, that's realistic.
It was so weird. I was like, what the?
Misery is realistic.
And it's so sad because she's so sweet. And so she was thinking like, that's a genuine guy. You know, I'm going to ask a question. No, it's freaking...
Just an Uber fan.
Stalker.
Oh, no. At that point, it's a stalker.
Yeah, stalker is just like walking up to her. And what if you had a gun?
Yeah.
You could have shot her.
Yeah. I mean, because like that's the scary part, too, is that they've built up like these fantasies in their head of like, oh, that's why he's like, she knows me, you know?
Yeah. Or like, oh, yeah. He's like, you know me. You know who I am.
And because she's like, he's probably like in his head, you know, it's a one sided, you know, relationship, right? Like he liked her a lot. And then she obviously, if she didn't return that, who knows what he could have done.
He could have, he probably would have tied her up.
Pulled a Misery and freaking break her ankle or something. That's wild.
He's like,
you're
going to act in another movie for me.
My goodness.
You're going to work in my movie.
Terrifying.
But anyways, I'm sorry. So you're scary. What's your favorite book?
So,
I didn't even let you finish.
So Night Shift definitely is up there.
Okay, The Night Shift by Stephen King.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, man.
What about Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
Remember those books? Yeah.
Remember those books?
I totally forgot. I was.
Those stories were scary.
They were.
They were super scary. And like they had weird illustrations in them and like just weird and dark.
I think that
definitely
added to the unsettling feel you get from reading it.
Yeah, and then they got a movie.
The movie
which
was
interesting.
Decent, yeah.
It was decent. And it had some of the stories from the books.
Yep, the characters
combined
popped
in a movie, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. If any of you out there haven't read them, read them.
Yeah.
They're not innately like scary. They're just very disturbing.
Yeah, a lot
they
of the
make you feel unsettled. Yeah, just give you this unsettling feeling.
Yeah, actually, I remembered. In middle school, I think it was called. I don't remember the exact name, but I remember it was like the lawn mowing hot dog weenies. It was like a book. It was a collection of.
A collection invasion of the lawn weenies.
Invasion of the lawn weenies.
Invasion of the lawn weenies.
So. okay, on the outside, you couldn't really tell.
Yeah, but it looked like a comedy book, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. But I mean, it was definitely geared towards, like, you know, young adults, but it was still, like, a lot of unsettling, like, scary stories inside of there, you know? Yeah. Like, there was, I think the one that one of the ones that tripped me out was, if I remember just the description. So they go into, these kids are wandering the forest, which, you know, you shouldn't do.
This is going to forest.
And they go check out an old cabin, and it was deserted. And apparently, like, they get terrorized by ghosts. And as they're trying to leave the cabin, there's, like, these, like, mugs or whatever. And then whatever was, like, the mug, like, when you drink from a mug, right?
Uh-huh.
The mug changed you. Yeah, it was scary.
Well, changing to what?
Well, depending on what it had. Like, it had, like, animals, I think, on them. So, like, yeah, was, like, dang, whatever animal was on there, that's what they would change into. But I think the one of the kids ended up, I guess he never drank the mug or something. And he ended up somehow.
He was the only one.
Yeah, but he ended up, because on his, there was no, like, picture of an animal or something on it.
Mm.
It was just blank. So when he drank it, he was like a ghost, and he couldn't interact, or nobody could hear him.
So no one could hear him. Dude,
no one knew what happened to him, and he couldn't. I guess if you break the mug, the curse, whatever, would go away. But since he couldn't interact with anything,
he couldn't even grab the mug. He was just
and his friends couldn't find him, and then
so he just stuck as a ghost. Now, dude, imagine being stuck as a ghost.
Horrible. I mean,
no interaction, nothing.
If you can't interact, you can't eat Oreos. You can't eat pizza Pringles.
Pizza Pringles. Oh, dude, I love pizza Pringles.
I know, right?
I'm hungry right now. I need to eat. Talking about all this food.
Yeah, probably same.
The Oreos, dude. No more pizza. No more beer. No more soda. No more Mountain. No more Mountain Dew.
They're so angry, maybe.
Who?
I said maybe that's why they're so angry.
You're right. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Ghosts are not angry. They're just hangry.
Mm.
They are starving.
Could be.
I feel bad. I'm sorry, ghosts. You know what? You know, maybe that's what the Asian cultures, you know, how, or the Buddhist people who
they give Buddhist, food. They like food.
Put food at the altar. So they can eat in the afterlife. And same thing with Mexican.
Exactly.
Mexican culture also.
Yep.
At the freaking,
Day of the Dead's around the corner.
Day of the Dead, November 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Holla, holla. Represent. They set up a little, what is it? Ofrenda.
Yeah, and on the ofrenda, that's where they put, like, the favorite foods.
Favorite foods, you know, the favorite, like, drinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of the Mexico, the Hispanic culture, I would say. Oh, actually, I don't know. I think other Mexicans celebrate Day of the Dead, huh? I think it's a Mexican.
It might be.
Actually,
it might
I think it's Hispanic.
I know it's definitely popularized in Mexico, but I know that, I mean, we have our own Day of the Dirt tradition, too.
Yeah.
Actually. I don't know if you want to get into
that. Yeah, no, yeah. We go, our uncle passed away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a long time ago, and every year we go, my grandma goes, and we, you know, we try to get together to you know, go to the graveyard or the cemetery. I'm sorry, graveyard. The cemetery at Rose Hills, and, you know, we sit around my uncle's grave, and all our family comes, and we just, you know, eat tamales,
because
that side of the family is Salvadorian. Mm-hmm. And my mom's side is Mexican, so mm-hmm. it's my dad's side, which, you know, his brother passed away.
Yeah.
So we eat tamales, we, you know, champurrado, pizza, all that stuff.
Yeah,
always have a good time, and right?
Yeah, no. So yeah, what it's I like how before, okay, I like how it's gotten easier for grandma. I mean, it's obviously it's her kid, so it's not gonna be.
Yeah, it's a mom losing her kid.
But it's like now more happy in the sense where it's like. It's everyone's there to, like, have a good time and hang out.
Yeah,
and
celebrate life.
And celebrate life, which is funny, like, at a funeral, right? Which, like, before, it wasn't, you know, it was very sad because we were remembering him.
Of course, yeah.
And then now it's more like we remember him, but we're also celebrating his life, too, and just enjoying each other's company. And that's awesome.
Of course, man, yeah. But, oh, man, yeah, Day of the Dead. November 2nd, if you're Hispanic or Mexican, don't forget it.
Yeah. Otherwise, they'll come for you if you don't leave them food.
Mm-hmm. Spooky.
But,
the scary book. Yeah. So you're
saying. Yeah.
So those are your two favorites.
I would say those two are definitely up there in scary books.
Okay. For me, obviously, 90s kid growing up, mm-hmm. Goosebumps.
Oh.
Dude, I loved the Goosebumps books.
Heck yeah.
Even though they weren't really scary, they were just weird and, like, creepy.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was just so many. I remember reading all of them. I think my favorite one was the girl who cried monster. It was about her neighbor who was like would eat like bugs. And I think he was a monster, right? Or like an alien or something.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I remember. And like no one believed her because every time she would see him like do something weird, they're like, oh, you know, little Abby, you're just being...
Yeah, making up stories
You know, making up stories. I mean, no. Okay. And then I think one day she broke into the neighbor's house and she like found like all this weird like alien stuff.
Dang.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah, but that's a good story. Dead House, I think it's called. Dead House, that's some of the stories. Like, the ghosts don't know that they're ghosts, but this family who's alive goes and, like, lives in the house. And so the ghosts, like, they're like, what are you talking about? This is our place.
Yeah.
That meme is like, oh, excuse me, what the actual fuck are you doing in my house? That's what the ghosts are like. But, and then I also like the Goosebumps series that R.L. Stine wrote. It was like the Choose Your Own Adventure.
Those were great. I was going to bring those up.
Dude, yeah. Nice. Choose Your Own Adventure. Those are the best because you read and then it gives you options. If you go down the left hallway, go to this page. If you go down the right hallway, go to this page. If you choose to do nothing, go to this page.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you could die. In some of the books, you die.
Yeah, pretty much. They're brutal.
And I'm like, what the heck? Yeah. You're like 8, 9 years old reading these books.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get kind of creeped out.
Yeah. Yeah. I always used to do that thing where I would like hold my fingers in different pages.
You cheat. I would cheat too.
Yeah, because it's like, because after I die, I'm not going to go start from the beginning.
Yeah, I'm going to start from the beginning again. I'm like, screw
to
you.
To my last save point,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Just like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Load last save point.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a checkpoint.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but that was always a good time. I remember it would have you do weird stuff too, like flip a coin or something.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of fun. Interactive sometimes too, huh?
Yeah, it was neat.
I remember the ones I had, I think it was like, and it was one of them, I think it's like you get lost in a wax museum. Another one was like...
The carnival?
The carnival of horror or terror or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then I had another one where it's like a mad science lab
one. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, mad science lab one.
Yeah.
So I remember those three. But yeah, I think those are my favorite books. Those and Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Nice.
Those are my two favorite. And one of my favorite scary movies would probably have to be, I think Halloween. Actually, no. Strike that. Scream.
Okay.
Scream is my favorite scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
I like Scream because it's not like a creature or a monster. It's an idea. In every single Scream movie, it's always someone else being the Scream. So it gets passed on.
That's right.
Like Michael Myers, he's like possessed. You can't kill that guy.
Yeah,
you can literally be sprinting and running, and he's going to walk, and he's going to catch up to you somehow. Yeah. His stamina endurance.
Does he ever run?
No, dude, never.
He always walks.
He always walks.
God.
Stamina, insane. Amazing. Endurance, amazing. He maxed out his stats. and he always catches up to the victim somehow. So he's undead, I guess. And you have Freddy Krueger. He's like a demon that takes you in your sleep. And you have It. He's like an alien clown.
Yeah. You're right. He is an alien.
Yeah, right, yeah. And then Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Friday the 13th. He is undead also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's possessed or something. His mom kills him as a kid.
Right.
In the first one, if you guys don't know, I'm pretty sure everyone has watched Friday the 13th. It's his mom who's doing the killing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's his mom who's doing the killing. And then I think in the other ones, he gets resurrected. And then he does,
What? That's insane.
Yeah, right? You wouldn't think. And then at the end, you're like, what the fuck?
Plot twist. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler. I mean,
I'm kidding. It's been out since the 80s.
Yeah, it's been out since the 80s. I'm like, wait a second. Hold on.
Just kidding.
Spoiler alert for you. Yeah. My bad. I should have said spoiler alert.
No, you're good. I'm messing with you, bro.
But no, my favorite scary movie is Scream. What about yours? What's your favorite scary movie?
Man, I'd have to say Hereditary. Wait.
Hereditary.
No. It's a tie. So it's a tie between Hereditary or Talk to Me, which was just a recent movie. It's actually really good. It's not really like Halloween. I guess those both aren't like Halloween themed, but they're just like scary because, you know, Hereditary is the whole like possession and the whole like the family couldn't do anything to change their fates. Just that the despair is just, it sucked.
The whole movie had me feeling uneasy.
I think the one scene that got me, that made me visibly shout an expletive, is when Charlie, I think that was what the girl's name was, Charlie or something.
With the little girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when she'd gotten the allergic reaction and the brother was driving her back home, rushing home.
Spoiler alert.
Content warning. This is gruesome what happens, but just that scene, you know what scene I'm talking about.
Dude, yeah. Go ahead, explain it. Yeah, go ahead. I was going to interrupt you, but no.
No, no, I guess I'll explain it. Yeah. But it's just that, you know, she sticks her head out the window and gets decapitated by a telephone pole.
Oh,
and it's insane because that's realistic.
Yeah.
And that,
and it looked so real.
That is what made me visibly say, oh, shit, that could happen.
Dude, I covered my hand, covered my mouth, and I was like, oh, yeah. My God. Oh, my God, yeah, that just happened.
That's scary. That's scary.
Dude, and then the craziest part is he just drives his car home, parks the car in the
front.
That's
a realistic reaction.
Yeah.
I mean, just numb or like...
It's surprised, not know what to do. His dead sister's body in the back, headless.
Yeah.
Drives the car, parks in the front, goes upstairs, goes to sleep. The next morning, his mom goes down to use the car, and you can see the brother. He didn't get a wink of sleep. Mm-mm. He didn't sleep at all. So then you just hear the mom screaming from the outside.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. You know, that's wild. Dude, that movie was gruesome. That reminds me of Midsommar. You haven't seen Midsommar?
I haven't yet. No. Dude, I've seen another one. And whatnot, but I haven't actually.
Yeah, that's another one that it makes you feel uneasy, just like Hereditary. It has to do with cults.
Okay.
So give it a watch if
definitely,
you want to feel.
Definitely will.
If you guys and whoever's listening, if you haven't listened, or I'm sorry, if you haven't watched Hereditary or Midsommar, give them a watch. They're really freaking good. Mm-hmm. They make you uneasy. Not a lot of jump scares.
Yeah. I mean, it was like that with Hereditary.
Both don't have a lot of jump scares.
That's I feel like jump scares are kind of like the easy way out to scare people.
Yeah,
which is okay.
Yeah, but overrated.
But that feeling of dread is just
existential dread of just watching the character being helpless and not being able to do anything.
Yeah,
that's
terrifying.
What's scary. Because then you can associate that with yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, I feel helpless. Dude, and there's a scene where like the mom she gets possessed, remember in Hereditary?
Oh.
And like, she like climbs the wall.
Yeah, that was when it was already going like 0 to 100.
Yeah.
Like the dad was like burned alive because of like the book that she threw in
the
fire.
Yep.
And then you know the kid the teenager he was getting possessed by the god of mischief demon and it was terrifying and then the mom was just like possessed and climbing on the walls. It's like she's on the walls
she's on that goddamn wall,
she's on the ceiling.
She just swims behind them and she like floats. And she's like, when we saw that, Sam and I saw that, we were laughing because it was so random. Like,
but
he's the main character looking towards the camera, and in the background,
you
see the mom like float, crawl into like the next room. It was hilarious.
Talk to Me, the whole concept was pretty cool of like, if you touch this hand or whatever and say talk to me, then you'll talk to spirits. And so it's like a seance or whatever, kids or college kids being kids, and the little brother tries it and he gets like possessed. I think the part that crossed me out was he tried taking out his eye with his own hand.
That's super easy to do.
He was grabbing the eye and pulling it out and you could see it like move a little bit, and then they like obviously stopped him from doing that.
So whatever was possessing him was making him pull out his eye.
Yeah, it was
a pirate.
Yeah, it was weird. It was
a pirate making him pull his eye out.
Yeah. No, it was just like just another spirit, but it was definitely it's worth the watch. I won't spoil it.
I definitely want to watch it. I heard it was really good.
Yeah.
So
Spooky.
Talk to Me and Scream. The scariest. The scariest for me, I think it would have to be Midsommar.
Okay.
It just made me feel uneasy. As far as make you feel uneasy or just weird. Now, jump scares for me, I think like Blair Witch Project.
Okay. Yeah.
It was super, Blair Witch Project is super slow.
That also like built it up pretty well, right?
At the end, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because it set up all the dominoes and then they just all came tumbling down. It tried to do what Hereditary did way before.
Way before its time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's in the 90s.
Right.
I love those found footage movies.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I love them because it makes you feel like, was this real or not?
Could have been.
Another good found footage movie is Quarantine. It takes place like in L.A. and it's like a hotel. It's like a loft. Kind of like this place right here where we're staying in the Airbnb.
Oh, okay.
Like this whole place gets shut down and because it's like a virus or something. And it's like, it's weird. Dude,
look
it up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a found footage.
That's kind of
Quarantine.
Oh, that's cool. That's neat.
They tried to do Quarantine 2 on a plane. It sucked.
On a plane?
Yeah. It was stupid.
Okay.
It was like, what? But yeah, those are, that's my scariest movie. And then, go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
I forgot.
Oh. I was going to say, I was going to bring up the memory of when Netflix was still sending DVDs.
Yep.
And I remember Dad was like, hey, let's watch a scary movie. Let's watch The Thing. And I didn't know what it was.
The Thing.
Now, on the DVD, like case or whatever, it had like a little description of what the movie was. And it said, oh, a shape-shifting alien terrorizes scientists in Antarctica. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of sounds cheesy. It's an 80s movie. Yeah, it'll be fine. I remember I was doing some homework, and then I came out. I saw that part with the husky when it split open when the alien popped out. I was like, oh, my God, what is this?
Traumatized forever.
Definitely.
Traumatized forever. That movie is actually pretty good is scary.
Mm-hmm.
That is another movie that is ahead of its time. John Carpenter. Excellent director. He also directed Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
He also actually released something on Peacock. It's called Urban Screams. He pretty much interviewed people who dealt with like paranormal stuff.
Really?
Slasher stuff. Yeah, look it up.
Okay.
Peacock. If you guys don't have Peacock, look it up. I'm not sponsoring Peacock. I'm not sponsored by any of them. I'm just saying. Look it up. It's on Peacock.
Nice.
Called Urban Screams or Suburban Screams. Something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'll definitely take
it. Yeah, it's really good. It's interesting. But so what inspired your costume? Obviously, Mario. Why did you dress up as Mario?
Why did I dress up as Mario? Dude, I grew up with Mario games. My first game was Legend of Zelda game that you handed to me, right? Handed down to me. But I didn't really know how to play that because I was like six, right? I just heard the funny sound and see little Link walking around.
Yep.
But my first actual like memory of video games was playing Mario. Like I remember playing those like Mario Bros. 3, you know, with a Tanuki's tail. The Super Mario World with the cape. I remember like borrowing those from you and playing those and really good time. So you know Mario's like an iconic character and
of course dude, he's from the what 60s 70s
nah 80s
80s
yeah okay. Yeah well yeah yeah with Donkey Kong
oh yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean before he was Mario
dude Jumpman, he's evolved so much
definitely
from the 80s.
Yeah, I feel like definitely.
To now.
Like
look at the new game they released. Was it Mario
Bros.
Mario
Wonder? Yeah, so it's like. The character himself, you know, is pretty much the same, but like, I feel like little things here and there, right? Like
change.
In Odyssey, like it's like the hat. And,
Dude.
Yeah.
Honestly, I love Odyssey.
It's really
cool. Super Mario Odyssey was one of my favorite ones because of the way you travel.
Yeah, that was the whole
you
point.
Go from world to world to world. Mm-hmm. I don't like that there's so much crap to do.
There is.
It's a little bit overwhelming.
I guess it can feel like that. It could also just be like you just run around and maybe don't do anything.
Yeah, at one point, I just looked up where to find all the stars and all the moons and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I am not. Some of the places the moons were hidden, I'm like, I would have never found this. Like, what? Come on.
Yeah,
what,
I think.
What's the creator's name?
Miyamoto.
Come on, Miyamoto.
Like, I think they did make it a way to, like, I think you could, like, pay to get a hint shown, like, in-game. With your own money. But it's like, could do that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
But yeah, no, so that's why I dressed up as Mario, just because it was cool. And I mean, the reason why I'm wearing like the Sunshine shirt is because, that game is really fun.
Yep, so Mario Sunshine.
Mario Sunshine. And I mean, I don't have the glasses or the gloves either, but.
Or Flood.
I mean, I could have just maybe taped a water bottle on my back with a straw.
That would have been cool.
It would have been more legit. But yeah, no, that's pretty much it. I mean, I liked Mario games and still
like
them.
That's sick, dude. Yeah. Again, you're going to see pictures of us on the Instagram, on the Hard Knocks podcast Instagram. And if you're not following, follow the podcast, follow the Instagram, give me a follow, support me. That way I can invite more people. And, you know, if you think you have an interesting story or just want to, you know, shoot the shit or talk, message me on Instagram. We can make it work. What inspired my costume, obviously Beetlejuice, iconic, dude, cult classic.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know,
definitely.
How you doing? I hope I like Italian.
Dude, it's just
dude, he's the demon exorcist. That's what I think what he's classified.
Oh.
Remember the little ad? Yeah, he's human exorcist. He exorcises humans from the houses that they're trying to live in.
That's funny.
So if you're a soul that needs human exercise from the house, he will go and scare the crap out of them.
That movie's a trip.
Dude, that whole movie's a trip.
Yeah.
The people die. They don't know they die. And they get a book what is it called? The Book for the Recently Deceased?
Yeah, yeah.
They go to like HR and they're like, you know, we're dead here. How do we get people out of our house? And they're like, well, you can't. You know, have you tried haunting them? And they tried, you know, the classic pictures, classic characters of them trying to haunt.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, Beetlejuice, he's hilarious. He's like, hey, well, come on down. You're looking for a human exorcist? That's me.
It sounds like a man. You got the accent right.
Yeah,
you got the voice right.
Yeah, doing. I hope I like Italian. he's such a weirdo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Michael Keaton was a great character though.
Oh yeah.
He's a great actor. I'm sorry, for the character.
Yep.
You know? He's a great actor. But yeah, I love Beetlejuice. You know, I love all that like horror stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what inspired my my costume.
Yeah, and it looks legit. I mean, I love the stretch suit and the boots, and even went all out with the makeup too.
I got the purple eyes. I got the
Sam did a good job. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Sam did my makeup things. Shout out to the wife. She's a makeup amateur makeup artist for me right now. But yeah, no, I have the makeup, I got the suit, I got the boots, everything. I even got the hair wig, the wig. Mm-hmm. Only thing I don't have is the teeth, the grimy teeth.
Oh, well.
But that's whatever. You know. Yeah, he's got his like dark yellow teeth
grimy.
And everything. Yeah.
Crusty.
Crusty. But all right, well, yeah, man, I'm glad we were able to record this Halloween special.
Yeah, it's cool.
Spooky.
Thanks for having me back.
Of course, you know this isn't the last time. You're obviously going to be on the show. You know, this is going to be more multiple times. Maybe we can do a Christmas special.
Ooh.
You know, whenever you're back in town,
that'd be great.
Or if we come again during the holidays, maybe we can do a Christmas special. That'd be great.
That'd be fun.
We talk about the same things, just Christmas stuff.
Yeah,
Christmas version.
Yeah,
I feel like Christmas is more universal. People celebrate Christmas more, I feel
definitely,
like.
Definitely, yeah. The origins of Halloween, right? I don't remember where.
It was just, you know, people
was
lit
it
up.
In England?
I think in England, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think or in England.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We didn't even get into that, the origins of Halloween.
Yeah.
Which we should have, you know. Maybe next year we'll do another Halloween podcast.
Course,
more,
yeah.
You know, elaborate and also we'll make it more educational for you idiot savants out there. I'm just kidding. No one's an idiot. Maybe you are. I don't know. Is this Beetlejuice talking or is this Nick? Yeah, I don't know. I'm just kidding. But yeah, next, you know, I love having you on the show.
Thanks, man.
You know, so, but yeah, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate all you guys for supporting me by liking the podcast, by supporting me on Spotify. I am on Spotify. I'm on iTunes. I think I was on some other like podcasting, whatchamacallit, platforms, but just click the link in my bio on Instagram and it'll take you right to the podcast. I try to upload these right away. Obviously, we're traveling, so I'm going to do it as soon as possible. Bear with me. But yeah, keep your eye on the podcast. It's going to be a really fun episode to listen to. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Keep on listening. Thanks for you guys' support. Again, if you haven't followed me on Instagram, my personal Instagram account is kind of fit, kind of fat Nico. then the Hard Knocks podcast, obviously it's self-explanatory. Just look it up and then pictures will be there of this episode. So thank you guys for listening. Love you all. Thanks for
Happy
your support.
Happy Halloween.
Make sure to check your candy for razors and cyanide. Well, actually, if you check your candy for cyanide, you'll be dead. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.